And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM, both members of the Husker Radio Group. At 8:43, your time and temp is service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. You can find them on the ones in North Platte. Again, 8:43, we're hanging out at 41 degrees. Feels nice and warm outside today with that sunshine as we'll top out near 61 today. We have Rich and Mike joining us here from the city of North Platte. Of course, Rich with the North Platte Police Department, Mike with the North Platte Fire Department. Guys, appreciate you taking some time for us again here on Thursday morning.
Morning, Tristan. Thanks
for having us.
Glad to have you guys in the studio here once again talking Battle of the Badges. And Mike, for folks that haven't heard about Battle of the Badges before, can you tell us what exactly is Battle of the Badges?
Basically, it's a yearly event that we've been having ever since the 9/11 tragedy, where we have local law enforcement and local fire going head to head, and you know, getting blood donations for the Red Cross and a good cause for helping people out.
And it's for a good cause. It's to raise the blood donations, obviously, Rich, but it's a lot of fun. It's not your typical blood donations, what we were talking about off the air.
There's always been a banter between fire and police about who's who's best and who does the best job and those kind of things. And we have a lot of fun with it. We've been bantering for years over these kind of things, you know. And it's kind of nice, you know, when we can sit down and have a friendly competition and see who wins, which has been law enforcement.
That was subtle, wasn't it, Mike?
That was a stab, yep.
real subtle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Lieutenant Oakland, I know there's a lot of bantering that you guys have, but you guys work well together. But the bantering, in your defense, it starts at the top between Chief Thompson and Chief Hudson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It works all the way down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It shuffles down, that's for sure.
On the bottom, though, everybody works very well together. I mean, we couldn't do our jobs without each other. It's just amazing what we can accomplish.
And I don't know who said it on Tuesday, but one of you guys mentioned that our local law enforcement officers, they don't go running into burning buildings. Our local firefighters, they don't go running into gunfire. So you guys work well together because, fortunately, there may be situations where both are occurring, but you're going to work together through the situation.
Yep. And we're actually we're working on training with a rescue task force at this point in time, which can combine our agencies with their MES and our rapid deployment teams so we can work together for the best outcome for any bad situation.
Now, Mike, what inspired you to go into the firefighting profession?
You know, it started out when I was a little kid. When I was a little kid, you know, I wanted law enforcement or fire department. And I actually did a small stint with law enforcement working for the Dawson County Sheriff's Department through their jail and as a volunteer firefighter. And so I had the best of both worlds, I thought. And then I came to North Platte, and my wife just said, why don't you get paid for doing what you love?
She brings up a good point.
She does. So, you know.
Is that sleeping? Is that what you're talking about?
Sleeping and working. And
sleeping while you're getting paid.
They do a little bit of that, yeah.
We do get.
But why the city of North Platte, Mike?
I was born in North Platte.
Okay.
And I left at an early age, and my family has always been in North Platte. So I came back to North Platte, and it's always been a good place for me to come back and see family, and I enjoyed the community, so I thought this would be a great place to stay.
Now, Rich, what inspired you to go into a career with law enforcement?
Oh, I've been interested in law enforcement since junior high, probably, and when I got out of high school in Brady, which wasn't far from here, I went directly into training in the schools for law enforcement or for criminal justice major, and as soon as I turned 21, I was working for an agency and then come back here about a year later.
Okay.
Been working with North Platte since.
And you've held a variety of positions with the North Platte Police Department as well.
Yeah, I've been a patrolman, sergeant, lieutenant. I'm currently over patrol operations.
Okay. Now, guys, let's talk about the Battle for the Badges here a little bit more. We know being held on September 11th adds some extra special sentimental value to the Battle for the Badges on top of something that's already extremely important. Having it on September 11th, Mike, it just speaks to the importance that much more.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the people that we lost on 9/11, I know just as firefighters, we lost 343 firefighters. And we lost a lot of law enforcement plus civilians. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's a great thing to remember. But then also Investigator Herrera with the Lincoln Police Department, you know, getting a little closer to home and the need for blood. So, it's in memory of all these people.
Yeah. Investigator Herrera used a lot of blood. Amanda mentioned exactly how much on Tuesday. It was a lot of blood that he used in an attempt to save his life. And that's a great way to honor the victims, the innocent individuals that died on September 11, 2001. And it's a great way to honor Investigator Herrera as well. Make a donation tomorrow.
Yep. Lincoln Blood Drive had has a blood drive going, I believe, Saturday in his honor as well. But from what I remember, I think it was about 130-plus units that he went through in the first couple of days. And we can kind of specify to our donations out here that it goes towards his honor, but at the same time there are separate entities between the American Red Cross and the Lincoln Blood Drive, so we can't really donate to that direct drive, but we can donate in his name out here.
Absolutely, donate in his honor. You can do that anytime. But tomorrow's going to be a great day out the Ramada Inn. It'll be at the Sandhills Convention Center, formerly the Quality Inn. That'll be going on tomorrow here in North Platte. And it's going to be a lot of banter going on between our local law enforcement officers with the State Patrol, the Sheriff's Office, the North Platte Police Department, the Railroad Special Officers, and the North Platte Fire Department. Mike, you guys are a little bit outnumbered there, but...
We are outnumbered, but, you know, we still have a good time while we're out there. Like I said, we give each other a hard time throughout the year, but especially tomorrow.
Yep.
We'll sit at the same table and be civil with each other, but, you know, in the back of our minds, we're poking at each other.
Well, not always just in the back of the mind, too. It's on the tip of the tongue a little
bit. It is.
Yeah. We've also got game and parks involved, too. Don't want to leave them out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We've got a few federal officers around here, too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and those federal officers do a great job, too, at partnering with local incidents constantly, and they're behind the scenes a lot, too.
But yes, they are.
Big tip of the cap to them for all that work.
Yep.
So, guys, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Just want everybody to come out and donate, you know, donate, pick your favorite team, law enforcement.
Fire department.
Subtle again, right?
Yeah.
Subtle. And for folks that are concerned about the safety, too, with the coronavirus, plenty of masks are going to be available out there. There'll be plenty of social distancing. So it's going to be a safe environment. And obviously, we're going to have a lot of people wearing badges out there, too. So probably the safest place you could be within Lincoln County.
And the other thing, too, is like Amanda mentioned on Tuesday, they're also doing free COVID testing for antibodies with your blood donation.
Yes, yeah.
So that's fairly expensive test, and they're offering it for free.
Yeah, all for free if you make that blood donation.
Yep.
Again, folks, give the gift of life tomorrow out of the Ramada Inn. Guys, we appreciate all the work you do here for the city of North Platte. It's been a pleasure to see you here the past couple days at the studio.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Tristan. It's great always working with you.
Always good to see you guys, and especially good to see you here in this setting rather than the others.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Have a great day, and we'll see you out at the Ramada tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs of the Morning after this.